Leaves us with the consent agenda, item 526. Who pulled it?
This was pulled by a community member.
Do we know who?
They wanted to be anonymous.
Okay, very good. Read it.
I can tell you who did it. I did it.
Okay, very. Oh, it's very good. No worries. It doesn't matter.
Item 526, grant a franchise to XO Communication Services, LLC, for communications, services, and facilities for a period of 10 years.
Elizabeth, are you here to staff on this issue? Yeah, would you like to go ahead and give us a brief presentation, then we'll hear public testimony? Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Oh, we're in the afternoon already. Mayor and Commissioners, my name is Elizabeth Perez. I'm the current Acting Director for the Office for Community Technology. This is a franchise for XO Communication Services to provide wireline telephone internet access and internet-based network services for small and medium-sized businesses. Now, I looked over the testimony that was written in response to this franchise. Many of them were concerned about 5G. I can tell you it does not provide or build wireless sites and does not provide any wireless services, 3G, 4G, or 5G. The franchise was first agreed to in 2000. It was granted to NextLink Oregon doing business as XO. It was a 10-year franchise. It has been extended six times, and this is the first time that we have renegotiated with staff for another 10-year franchise.
Very good. Any further questions of Elizabeth? Why don't we take public testimony? Maybe that'll generate some additional questions. How many people do we have signed up, Carla?
I have six people signed up.
Very good. 2 minutes each. Name for the record.
Okay. The first three, please come on up, are Robert Philip Robbins, Michelle Blexius, and Barry Sanders. Okay, then let's go with Anne Maxie Oliver. Anne Marie, sorry. I should know your name, sir.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners, guests. Roberta Philip Robbins, Executive Director, Digital Commonwealth Alliance, an organization bringing leadership and resources to build community self-reliance through local control and ownership of digital and physical assets. I encourage you to review our submitted public comments dated May 22, 2019, and I invite you to work with us on those recommendations proposed in those comments. The City of Portland's top priority should be to support municipal broadband as it is a true solution to digital inclusion and will allow Portlanders access to affordable, net-neutral, and reliable internet. We request that the City deny the franchise agreements referenced today, as we can all agree not all laws have been good or just. Dozens of cities across the U.S. have said no to the telecoms, and this body should remember its history as a leader and innovator and stand up to big telecoms. Given the emergency franchise agreement already in place for a full year and the pending litigation against the FCC, there is no reason to rush this process. We request that you require robust public notice for all permits, especially 5G installations, although I learned today that this one does not necessarily include 4 or 5G. The city should draft stronger aesthetic standards before finalizing the franchise agreement. The FCC does not limit your ability to look into this. And as you consider this franchise agreement and the likelihood of others, many, many others, the city must maintain its responsibility and ability to continue to regulate aesthetics of proposed telecommunications equipment. The FCC has allowed governments to put forth aesthetic standards, and the City of Portland should do so. We request that the city take the time to set these standards before moving forward with this and other franchise agreements. And also the city needs to study the potential negative impacts of to property values and to public health. We encourage you to consider, thank you, the potential liability for harm to public health, the environment, and property, and what its plan is to address those costs and its own potential liability shall citizens proceed with any class action suits in response.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good afternoon.
Shall I begin?
Yes, sir.
When each of you assumed office, you vowed to protect the people of Portland, their safety, and their well-being. I feel let down. I feel sad, bereft, and even a bit frightened. I'm sad about the lack of an open democratic process. I feel bereft about a political system that does not guarantee fairness. And worst of all, I'm frightened. Frightened that the democratic impulse is fast draining from our republic. I didn't expect to see those principles set aside in the city of Portland. You're letting contracts for the deployment of 5G wireless technology throughout the city without sufficiently considering the health and safety of its inhabitants, without informing residents that this is taking place, without anything close to a town hall informational meeting. Indeed, in the two resolutions for letting wireless contracts with XO and Singular, that is, with Verizon and AT&T, the phrase 5G does not appear. That's worrisome to me, because I know it's going to happen. Mayor Wheeler, members of the council, the Oregon Revised Statute 192.620 states explicitly, the Oregon form of government requires an informed public, aware of the deliberations and decisions of governing bodies and the information upon which such decisions are made. It is the intent of ORS 192.6 that the decisions of governing bodies be arrived at openly. I've been a professor for close to 60 years. I've been a research professor for 60 years. If an experiment came to me in my classroom with possibility of side effects affecting health and, in fact, other living things like birds, I would be remiss in not investigating. As a deeply concerned resident of the city of Portland who resents the lack of an open process and clear procedure, I have no choice but to file my complaint with the Office of Ombudsman pursuant to the city's charter, code, and policies, section 2509D, voice my concerns about this precipitous procedure.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Anne Marie Oliver. I'd first like to applaud Commissioner Nick Fish for making Avatrol and other avicides in the city off the table. I never knew this was even happening, like so much else. And so I applaud this measure. I would also urge you to ban pesticides from Portland schools, from city parks, all of them, and from playing fields. On to the matter of 5G. XO, as you know, in a $1.8 billion purchase by Verizon, was created. One of its major reasons for having been created and this merger or buyout or whatever it was with Verizon was to accelerate 5G technologies, fifth generation wireless technologies. We have many concerns. The endeavor to push through and accelerate fifth generation wireless technologies, despite the fact that they have never been tested, something admitted to by this group here. And thus we're talking about a live experiment is an absolutely anti-political move. That is to say, it is not subject to the processes of politics. That is to say, challenge, contest, and negotiation. Perhaps it is for this reason that many politicians and others now simply turn to the very industries that will benefit financially from the installation of these new technologies. Such a retreat from what is obviously necessary can only result in catastrophe. One of the greatest dangers facing us today is an essential oblivion, as well as the obvious exemption of technology from the realm of thought. We have asked for study on the matter of 5G. We have asked for study sessions. We have asked for town halls. We have asked for delays for public input. We've asked that you let people know what you are doing with regards to this matter.
How much more time do you need to read your comments?
I have pages and pages. I would like
at
least...
testimony, because you and Barry have been waiting a long time. How much additional time do you need?
Probably a couple more minutes.
Here, could we give her an additional minute?
Sure, certainly.
We have asked for a moratorium on what this council, along with the military, continues to call the deployment. People should pay attention to this term, the deployment of 5G and their concomitant technologies until further scientific, independent, non-industry funded study and research is carried out, and until common sense, rationality, and ethics take the place of fear, greed, and thoughtlessness. We join thousands of teachers, physicians, activists, scientists, environmentalists, and people across the country from all walks of life in making this demand. Given the consequences for ourselves and for all posterity, it is an eminently reasonable and absolutely necessary demand. Yet what we have seen in response to this call is, in my opinion, disingenuousness, obfuscation, falsehoods, and misdirection. We have not been seen, and we have not been heard. Not only have we not been seen and not heard, again, many people calling the City Hall have been given false or misleading information. I'm sorry to say, but I find this absolutely unacceptable.
Great. Thank you.
Mayor Wheeler, a point of personal privilege. Can I have 2 minutes to speak from my heart?
Actually, no, and you've done so very eloquently in the past, but I don't want to lose our quorum because we have to come back here shortly, and I don't want to
lose
the quorum.
That's unfortunate. That's really unfortunate.
Why does a Verizon shill get almost unlimited time and actually concern citizens
is actually an employee of the City of Portland. She is the interim director
I'm not talking about Ms. Perez.
Please have your seat. Next three, please. I'm not disrespectful. You know the council rules.
I disagree.
Please, your time is up. I'm asking you to take your seat or you will be asked to leave.
You're interested in one telecom that you are in people.
The next three, please.
The last two.
Excuse me. You are in violation. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I don't care.
David Morrison and Coleman Garrity.
Folks, you all had your chance at the microphone. Now let's give some other people the opportunity to be heard. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Thank you.
May I begin now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My name is Coleman Garrity, and I oppose this Measure 526 on a general principle against the involvement of telecommunications corporations in Portland proper.
Now, this measure has been repeated six times. Is that correct? If that is the case, then I think that we should reasonably assess the impact that has had on our Portland community in ways that do not necessarily relate to 5G technology as such. If the corporation's impact on the Portland community has been beneficial, then absolutely the ordinance should be repeated. If that is not the case that has been beneficial to the Portland community, then it should not be repeated. And I only ask that there are certain members of the Portland community to be recognized that the influence of corporations and technology on the city in general, on a general principle, is not being discussed, and that it should be brought up further in public commentary and community discussion. As Anne-Marie and Barry previously mentioned, although I do not think that this directly relates to 5G as a matter properly, it's a more general issue that occurs in the city regarding the involvement of technology and advertising in public streets and other similar issues. And so I see this as one instance of a broader phenomenon that needs to be addressed and not necessarily directly related to any new advancement in technology.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
David Morrison. The irony of the presentation before about the death of the birds was incredible, because it doesn't matter what steps you folks take, the rollout of 5G is going to kill many, many birds, insects, plants, and is harmful to all life itself. That is actually scientific. There is science behind that many, many years. Now, the hiding behind the 1996 Telecommunications Act preemption is ridiculous. In Germany, there was a phrase that they used, "We're only doing what we're told." Many, many lives were lost because of that. You're only doing what you're told. However, I have some good news for you, because the states do not have to comply. There's an anti-commandeering doctrine that is long established history and constitutional law. I suggest you look it up. Sandra Day O'Connor read one of the rulings. So some things you might not know about 5G is that currently the FCC safety standards are based on thermal effects, despite thousands of studies showing otherwise. The measurement used with current microwave technology is SAR, or specific absorption rate. With 5G, they're not going to use SAR because SAR is based on the heating of tissue, and they're going to use power density, which is not based on the heating of tissue, because 5G will heat tissue. The skin has capillaries that can sometimes cool tissue, but the eyes do not. I don't know if you're aware of this, and I don't know if you're also aware that the exposure that we will be getting is about 30 times higher than current 4G.
Thank
you. Also, throughout the industry now,
could I ask you to summarize your final points, please?
I'll summarize it, yeah.
Thank you.
Throughout the industry, they're saying, especially T-Mobile has been saying this, that 5G is not going to work. It's only going to be available to about 5% of the population, and they're going to be using 600...
Do you have any more testimony related
600
to this,
megahertz.
This is not a
well,
5G...
you guys are being
all right, thank
fooled.
You. That is the end of public testimony. Thank you very much. Colleagues, is there any further discussion on this item?
I just would like to say that we don't have the luxury of not following the law. We promise to follow the laws of the United States.
I can tell you that.
Sir, your testimony is over. Thank you. Please have a seat. You're interrupting the commissioner. Please have a seat or you will be asked to leave.
I share your concerns, and I think that the evidence suggests that there are health problems. We are not allowed to consider that.
Alrighty. What's next, Mayor?
Did you have any further comments?
That's it, I'm done.
Okay, good. I